This week, the Run Disney ladies are back, and today they are talking all about planning and executing the best Run Disney vacation or just regular vacation, like whatever. And then in the spirit of March Madness, the snacks, we're going to keep the snack train rolling with more Disney snack trivia. We have all this and so much more in this week's episode of the We Like Theme Parks
podcast.
Yeah.
We present a spectacular festival of theme park audio commentary magic. Do We Like Theme Parks podcast?
Yo. Bring it back now.
Welcome, foolish mortal.
We like theme parks.
Welcome, my fellow theme parkers, to the We Like Theme Parks podcast, your go-to spot for news, opinions, and other really fun happenings in and around the Disney and Universal theme parks. I'm Chris Bond. Hi, everybody. Today, I'm joined by my co-host, Disney bounder, theme park fashionista, and 5K costume connoisseur. It's Miriam Kenley. What's up?
Oh, not much. What's up with you?
I'm excited to talk about the outfits that are going to be happening on this trip, because I feel like, running or not, it's going to be legit. It's going to be a lot.
It's taken some work to get these together, let me tell you.
Okay, we'll save the good stuff. We're going to get there.
I will.
I'm loving it. And today we're also joined by the lovely Run Disney ladies from the Ladies Trip Squad. It's Kiara, Tinker J, and Shelby and Sheena from Body by Beignet's podcast. Ladies, hello.
Hello.
Hey. Oh, I love that. Hello in unison. Beautiful. This is so great, guys. We're so great to do another episode. All of us together, a six pack of friends, one dude, and all these lovely ladies. Always seem to have my own opinion. No big deal. Mark Andrada is still away shooting a movie. Hollywood. That guy's so fancy. Yeah, he's doing some more cowboy stuff. Mark, we are wishing you well on set. Do something in the movie so we know you're thinking about us, like tap your nose or double wink, you know, in a scene, and we can be like, that's for us. You can swing that, right? That's allowed. That's professional, right? All right. Okay, friends, we got a big show today. We're going to be covering so much ground, but before we do, you know what we got to do, and that sells shirts. It's T Public time.
T Public presents.
It's your shout out.
TeePublic is where you can find all kinds of Diz, Nerdy, and Universal t-shirts. You just go to our website, click on t-shirts, shop around, see what you like. Either get our stuff or get stuff from other people. Either way, it's a cool way to support our show, and it's a cool place to get cool gear. I said cool a lot. And today, I want to give a big shout out to our new friend. It's at Disney with Diana. It's Diana. She's our new homie. She's a Philly gal who loves Disney, and she's a Slytherin. Well, look out, I'm a little shady. She's a cat mom and a new friend of the show. Diana, we're happy to be hanging out with you, and thanks for listening. Miriam, who you got?
Hey, Slytherins are great. They are not all shady. They're not a ton of Dracos out there, although I have my Draco opinions.
Okay, well, hold on.
Wonderful and misunderstood.
Well, hold up. Let's take a pause here. Maybe everyone can chime in. What are these Slytherins good for? They speak snake?
Kiara is married
to a Slytherin.
So be careful. Be careful. I know he's the best. Man Crush Monday. I know all about you and
your husband.
That's right. You know what they do? Slytherins will stand up for you.
Yes. I'm married to a Slytherin as well. Just.
My boyfriend's a Slytherin. And you know what's funny is we have the typical I'm a Hufflepuff.
Of course.
I am too. And yeah, they're very protective over Hufflepuff, so it's very fitting that we're all with one.
Oh, yeah. It's so true. That's
my imaginary boyfriend is a Slytherin all the way.
Mm-hmm.
See, Miriam, see.
He's a Slytherin. He's a Dapper Dan. He just wears all kinds of hats, this imaginary guy.
He's the green Dapper Dan. There's a crossover for you.
I love it.
You know, all I'm saying, I'm on this show with all these ladies. They're all dating Slytherins or imaginary Slytherins. And I'm a lonely Ravenclaw over here. Nobody likes us. We're the worst.
Stop, Tinker.
That's not true.
No, I want to be a Ravenclaw. I'm a Hufflepuff.
That's right.
I want to be a Ravenclaw so bad.
So, is all five of you Hufflepuffs?
No, she is a Gryffindor.
I'm a Gryffindor.
Oh my goodness!
But she has a Hufflepuff moon.
I do. Yeah. I call myself a Griffin Puff. I have a combination of both.
I love that.
Man, I tried the thing twice. I'm double Ravenclaw, man. Like, I can't escape the Ravenclaw. I just think, like, ladies don't dig Ravenclaws. Now, no wonder we're nerds. It all makes sense. This all lines up. It's all on brand. Yeah.
It's not true.
Well,
and I think you keep getting Ravenclaw because you keep trying to outsmart the test, which is a Ravenclaw move.
It's a Ravenclaw.
That's very true.
See, I thought that would be a Slytherin jam. I guess I was wrong. Oh well. Well, Diana, hi. Nice to meet you. I love that you're all dating Slytherins. That's pretty hilarious. I'm just saying to all you ladies, be careful. Just be careful. I'm concerned. Why don't you date some nice Hufflepuffs?
Other people that need to be careful. Not us. We're protected. We're good.
Protected. Okay. I thought you would date like nice Hufflepuffs. Those are like nice guys. Like they'd make you lunch. You know?
That's not off the table, but a Slytherin. That's the type of energy we're looking
for. See, the Slytherins will make you lunch because they want to take care of you. Oh
my and God. They'll also do the dishes.
Slytherins? Slytherins don't
will.
Do dishes. Wait, does dishes mean something?
They will be upset about how many ears you collected.
They 100% will be.
All right. I don't know where this show is going. We should keep it up. Miriam, do you have a shout out?
I do.
All right.
My Insta shout out is at GBB number 2 day. So GBB 2 day. And that's great, big, beautiful today, which we love.
Love that.
And this is our friends. They are a Central Florida family and they're on adventures at the theme park, special events and food and drinks. And they have a vlog on YouTube that you can follow. They have some really cute pictures on their Instagram. Looks like they're in the parks all the time and they're super fun. We talk to them all the time. So at GBB 2 day, check out their vlog.
They're fantastic, super fun and fans of the show. Check out their vlog. I love seeing family vlogs. I love seeing families go out and do stuff. It's my fave. Check them out. Guys, you guys have any shout outs? You want to just shout out Slytherins that you love them so much? They do the dishes and stuff. Anybody?
I'll shout out Slytherins at Cosmelia.
Yes.
Of course.
At Cosmelia. We'll see you soon. I can't wait.
Yes.
Go check her out. Yeah. She's so amazing with her bounding and she's a cosplayer. She puts together some of the most incredible things I've ever seen.
Yeah. Yes. Check her out at Cosmelia. And I will say that she is really the sixth member of the squad. You should just take my frame out and put Cosmelia's in and it would all make sense. For the Run Disney ladies trip, which I'm so excited about. And why don't we talk about it right now in segment time?
Segment time, segment time, segment time.
So I heard you girls are going on a trip. You want to talk about it? Let's do it.
We always want to talk about it.
Yes.
So let's start talking about how this trip all came together. It's a Run Disney event. It's a unique event this year because of obviously what's going on in the world. I think this started with Sheena and Shelby doing the race. Maybe you guys could just talk about why you decided to do this and how the whole group came together. I'd love to hear how this whole thing got rolling.
Yeah. So I actually had done the Tinkerbell half marathon at Disneyland before. It was a few Mother's Days ago and I really loved it and loved the energy of like the Run Disney events. And plus it's like Disney. So, right. So you run and then you get to go to Disney. It's just like a win-win. So much fun. So I tried getting into the Princess Marathon and I had like 3 laptops set up because it's just so cutthroat to get into this half marathon. Okay. And it sold out within like seconds. So I didn't get that one. I was super bummed.
Wow.
And then I tried for the Star Wars Rival Weekend and I got that one. And then I think I talked to Miriam before I talked to Shelby. I think I talked to Miriam and convinced her that she needed to go with me and she needed to run. And then I told my family and then just it kind of snowballed into this crazy trip, which I'm so, so excited for.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, it didn't take a ton of convincing because I've always wanted to do a Run Disney event, but I'm not trying to do a half marathon. I was like, I was thinking, I wish they had shorter races. And Sheena was like, well, they have a 5K or a 10K. Would you sign up for something like that? And I was like, yeah, let me get my phone. So I immediately signed up when we were talking about it.
So is this one of the races that you're going to get to see characters and pull over and take pics with and all that fun stuff?
It would have been. Unfortunately, they did have to cancel it.
Right.
So it's virtual now, but had it gone through, yes, you would have been able to meet all the Star Wars characters along the way. And they also, when you signed up, had you pick whether you were light or dark side, which is very fun.
So, Sheena, which way did you pick?
I'm the light side, 100%. I am a Rey wannabe. Just after watching the movies 7, 8, and 9, like, I have such a girl crush on Rey. Like, I want to be her. So, yeah, 100%. Light side for sure.
But meanwhile, you're dating bad boys. Just saying. Slytherins. Just saying.
You need a mix. It's yin yang.
So, talk to me a little bit about this unique.
You don't want to know what me and Shelby picked?
Yeah, I know you picked light because you're nice, and I know Shelby.
No, I did not.
No,
sir.
You picked the dark side. All right, Shelby, how about you?
So I did dark side. I will admit, all right, so I don't know, on our episode about Galaxy's Edge, I was like, listen, I Die Hard, Harry Potter, and Disney, never really got into Star Wars. Mm-hmm. But I am appreciating it so much more now. Me and Mike actually just finished all three prequels, and I'm trying to finish all the movies before we go. But ever since I've seen things about Star Wars, I always thought Darth Maul was just so amazing looking, so freaky, but he's like the perfect dark side villain. So mm-hmm. I went dark side.
Yeah, he was the coolest thing about the first prequel episode, to be honest. Mm-hmm. It was like, who's this guy? This guy's badass. And did you know he, if you get to know the story a little bit more, you know he lived, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, cool? Mike was kind of telling me about it.
Spoiler! If you watched Rogue, I know. Was it Rogue One? He pops up in
that's
Rogue
One. That's next on the list.
Oh, I just
because we're watching it in like the chronological order.
He doesn't show up again until the Solo movie.
Oh, it's the Solo movie. Thank you. That's the one it is. You're right. Mm-hmm. Not Rogue One. Wrong one. Awesome. Yeah, dude, Star Wars is amazing. I love Star Wars. I would, if I was going to run at something, I would run at Star Wars. Yeah, maybe they got stormtroopers chasing you and they got blasters and they're trying to get you to move.
Picking light side.
I would be a bad guy. I play lightsabers with my kid every day, and I'm always the Sith Lord, and I do the Emperor. Join me, Mason, to the dark side. And then she goes, Daddy, do the electric bolts. And I go, ugh. And then she uses her sword and she goes, they go back at you. And I go, ah, young Jedi. You know, it's fun times at my house. Mm-hmm. That's fun. We like Star Wars. The kid loves Star Wars. She watched the Lego Star Wars and then was in all those droid tales. If you have kids and you want to brainwash them into watching Star Wars, Droid Tales on Disney Plus is the ticket. It's essentially all the prequels and the originals done to Lego. It's funny. It's cute. You get the whole story in there, and it's actually enjoyable for kids. Trust me. Trust the Bondo. All right, let's talk more about this event. It's a unique event this year, so tell me how it's different and how it's going to work and what you guys are going to be doing for it.
I'm going to be cheerleading on the side when they run. That's what I will be doing. What about you guys?
Tell me about the event itself.
We're going to do I think there's like a mile or a mile and a half loop that goes around the resort where we're staying. So we're going to use that running area. But it just popped into my head when we were talking about the characters mm-hmm. that maybe our cheerleaders can dress up and you can be our characters where we can pose with you.
Sheena, you already know
I will do it.
You know. Yeah, you read my mind. Actually, I was sitting here thinking the same thing. I was like, that could work. Yeah, I think Kiara and I will be there being cheerleaders. That's our duty.
Yes.
So we'll get to be the characters.
Each loop, when we go around, you'll be in a different costume to cheer us on.
My suitcase is already pretty full, but I will try.
So this event, which is, I don't know if we've explained it yet, is unique because you're not actually running a race. You're just told, go run it on your own. Go find a spot, run it on your own. Then if you say, I did it, you get the medal and there's a high fives and all that stuff. Does that sound about right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Yep. You don't have to be at Disney to run it this year. A lot of people will run it at home or...
Yeah.
Wherever. We decided that we still wanted to be there to do it. So.
I think that's awesome. I also think it's really cool that you're trying to make it into something, make it fun. Like you found mm-hmm. a spot, you guys are going to go cheer, which is great. It's great that you turned this around and made it super fun. So this is a great idea. Yeah, it's a weird year for this event, but I still think it's cool that you guys are going. It's also just an excuse to go. Why don't we just, mm-hmm. we're going to go. And I love how quickly this whole thing happened. I was like, I mean, Miriam was like, I think we're going. I think all of us are going. I was like, what? Ooh, what's happening? All right. So,
When Sheena and I first signed up, we kind of said, well, it'll probably be a virtual run, but we're going to go regardless. So that was always kind of in the back of our mind.
Awesome.
If they ended up canceling, which we kind of thought they would, just I'm not sure how they would even do a socially distanced run. They have everybody packed in there usually in those corrals before you go. So I think we kind of knew this was inevitable, but we had always planned to stick it out to actually do the run and to actually still go to Disney. So.
It's awesome. It's so fantastic. So you guys are going to be running just the one day, I'm assuming in the morning. Mm-hmm. Talk to me about preparing, when during the trip you're going to do this run, and just how that run is going to affect your day. Like, are you going to run and then just go to a park? Are you guys crazy? Like, are super fit? Tell me a little bit about that.
So we actually planned it based off of so I signed up for the 5K as well, which even that is going to be a feat for me because I do not run. Like, I'm not a runner whatsoever. But we were planning it as if my sister and my cousin were going to be running the half marathon, which was going to be on the Sunday that we're there.
Cool.
And so we planned our park day to be Epcot that day, just because it's more of a casual, you walk around, you eat, you know, not as many running to rides. So we chose that as our park for that day with that in mind. So now I think all of us are just going to wake up on Sunday morning and do the run. Plus Epcot opens a little bit later right now. So it gives us more time. So we don't have to wake up at like 7 a.m.
I like this plan. And I think that's a great plan. If you were doing a regular Run Disney event, if there was a park to go to, it's Epcot, so you can chill a little bit more and it opens late, which is great. Sneaky, sneaky, good stuff, Shelby.
Yeah, I don't know a ton of people who do Run Disney and then go to like the Magic Kingdom after. That sounds like super intense. Yeah, so.
I think you're right. Totally.
I mostly hear people doing Epcot on the Run Disney days.
I'm going to say Sheena, when she did her Tinkerbell marathon, she went and spent the day at Disneyland afterwards because she's a champ like that.
Well, it was one day. I had one day to do the park and like you just had to suck it up and do it. Yeah. And plus it was when they had the electric light parade had come back. And I love that parade so much. I told my husband, I was like, we need to see it. I was falling asleep, but we saw it.
You slept through it. It was so nice.
Lulled you to sleep with that.
It's like a lullaby. Song. Ding, 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 ding. That's awesome. So give me some of the fun stuff. All right. We talk about this run. You're going to do it. This is great. It's going to be fun. Where are you guys staying? How long are you going for? What's the plan?
So I'm going with my family, but I'm going to be with the girls like the majority of the day, but we're staying at the Grandestino at Coronado Springs.
Ooh.
And then I think the rest of the girls are staying at Pop Century, right?
Mm-hmm.
Art of Pop Century. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
So you're being all fancy while they're doing the pop
thing?
I'm
not trying to be, but those annual pass holder discounts, man.
They're legit.
A pretty good price on that stuff.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Have you seen
it? If you think we're not going to her hotel, like.
Oh, yeah. That's what I told them. I was like, I got Three Bridges, Dahlia Lounge, and Barcelona Lounge. And then everything. I mean, like, it takes forever to list, right? And then, like, it's not the Yacht and Beach Club. I don't know. They're not checking wristbands at the pool door or anything. So, you know, the pool party.
Come on. I love that. How does your husband feel? Like, hey, honey, let's go on this trip. By the way, I'm going to be hanging out with all these guys instead of you.
He's thrilled. Enjoy the kids. Because I typically am the one prodding him and my daughter. My daughter's at his pace. And so I'm usually like, okay, yeah, we've been at the pool for like 2 hours now. Can we go to the parks? Can we go? And so I'm the one, and then I'm making reservations and stuff. So like they will be happy to spend 6 hours by a pool, go back to the room and take a nap, and then go spend the night at the pool. So. Yeah.
Love that. That's great. So give me some of your reservations and things. Like, what have you guys got booked? Let's talk a little food since we're all in the snacks. Anywhere must-do restaurants that you guys are going to be hitting up?
The one that I'm most excited for in Epcot, we got a Le Cellier.
Ooh.
Reservation. Super excited for that one. Mm-hmm. We also got a reservation at Hollywood Studios for the Brown Derby for lunch.
Nice.
That one I'm super excited about. I want this Cobb salad. I want the grapefruit cake. I want the grapefruit cake martini. I want it all. So nice.
Grapefruit my two cake top, martini? I think. I've never heard
it's of so that. Good. It's so good.
Sounds delightful.
And you're going to have some Canada food too. That sounds good. You know, you're going to eat the maple syrup and the mousse, the chocolate mousse. And they put in, eat that too, please. And the Canadian beer, it is like 20% alcohol. Very good. Yeah. Bonjour, Le Cellier. Yeah, that's going to be awesome. So are you guys all doing those reservations together? Or is that just yours, Shelby?
No, we only have a couple reservations all together. For Hollywood Studios, I think Key and I and Jeanette have an Oga's Cantina reservation. Oh,
boop, 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 boop.
Yep. We love it so much and haven't been there in a year. So we're going to have some weird space drinks, you know?
Do you guys already know the drink you're going to get? Like, have you perused the menu already? The fuzzy tauntaun?
Well, I've only been there once and I had the fuzzy tauntaun, which makes your mouth go numb.
Yeah.
And I mean, I would do it again.
Yeah. It's a good one.
Yeah.
Right on.
It's super fun. It really does feel like a drink.
For Kiara, they have some really good mocktails.
I'm going to have to look at the mocktail menu and decide then.
Yeah, for sure. Or you could just rock a milk, maybe. Baby needs some milk. Baby needs some blue milk. Baby needs some green milk.
I don't know. Doesn't look good to me.
I don't care for it. But some people really like it, so I don't want to hate on it. But
I like the green one.
Yeah,
I know that's an unpopular opinion.
I think we posted once upon a time my taste test of both, and it was like, I got to go get a Night Blossom. Get out of here. This is rough. All right. Well, tell me a little bit about the outfits, because I know we got some bounders going and maybe some new bounders. I mean, Jeanette, we're getting into some bounding maybe because, you know,
a little bit. I'm usually theme park chic. I'm biker shorts and a tank top and flip flops and hair in a ponytail. So this will be a lovely change of pace.
Do we want to reveal some? Do we want to reveal some of the get-ups for the trip?
Oh yeah, sure.
All right.
Well, Sheena and Shelby, are you guys planning any bounds or anything, or are you doing mostly park style?
Yeah, so I think
mostly park style. Like we kind of picked themes per park and kind of came up with some cute outfits to, you know, like Magic Kingdom. We're going to do like either your favorite land or like a classic princess. Like I'm doing a Vogue Cinderella. And then Shelby's doing like Fantasyland, right?
Yeah, I got a shirt that said Living in a Fantasy. But Sheena and I are doing a matching outfit for our second Magic Kingdom day. And I don't know if she wants to talk about it or not. Yeah, but we found it. I don't know if you guys know the page Waltimir and Mick on Instagram.
They're actually going to be a giveaway sponsor.
They have, I love all their stuff, but Sheena sent me a picture and she's like, we need to get these shirts. We need to match. And it has beignets on it, Mickey beignets. And it's a quote from Schitt's Creek. And it says, just fold it in. I don't know how to be any clearer.
So, he's so brilliant. He is so brilliant with those mashups. So good.
That's cute. Yeah, I'm excited for that outfit because I think they're really cute. So.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Do you guys have any special ears for that or anything?
Oh gosh. We had to search so hard for those saffron yellow mini ears.
Oh my gosh.
Like a limited edition. I think Miriam, I told you how hard it was to find those.
I just got lucky. We went to Downtown Disney and they had them when we were there. But I was like, these are, I've never seen yellow ears. We have to get them now. And thank God we did.
Yeah. No, I found them on eBay for like $50.
Oh no.
Yeah. I found a pretty good dupe on Etsy that I sent Sheena a picture and they look almost identical. So
awesome.
Mine.
So cute.
So being that you guys are all going on a trip, I know you have bounds planned, but do you guys have like whether it's an article of clothing or some kind of Disney-ish thing that you guys bring on every trip? Like I always go and I always wear this. It sounds like Jeanette has like a style that she always rocks. But is there like a favorite pair of ears or some kind of Disney fashion thing that you always bring? Like, this is my favorite Disney jacket or this is my favorite t-shirt that you're going to bring to the parks?
I think I just try to bring like all of the small shop or like I wear y'all's shirt one day and then I wear, you know, another podcast shirt. And then I wear, you know, this one from this small Disney shop online. Because they make little t-shirts and that's what I usually wear.
Oh, we like theme parks t-shirt. Excellent choice, Jeanette. Like
there you go.
What do you know? I like that.
Pluggity plug, plug, plug.
Pluggy plug, plugs. Kira, do you have like a favorite set of ears or something like that?
I don't. When I go, I think, you know, like I'm in bound style most of the time. Right. So it's like a million outfits. But I dress Disney every day. So it's like, I don't even think I have a favorite. I think it's, I love all of my things.
I guess this
equally.
isn't a good question for bounders because you're like, something crazy
have to
every
just
day.
Bring a million.
Yeah. But there are certain staples, I guess. Like I do have a couple of ears that will go with everything.
Well, I want to say if I was going on this trip with you ladies, I would be rocking my Tron Mickey ears that I have. It's packed away and it's in storage now, but I can't wait to break them out and at the parks. It's going to be so fun. Anyway, that's my piece. That's what I'm adding.
There you go. We are pulling Jeanette into a couple of our bounds this time. Oh. We're going to do a Crossed Keys Society one with Cause Amelia from, so it'll be the Grand Budapest Hotel meets princesses.
Yeah.
They each have a different Disney princess in like vest and basically like hotel concierge
hotel
look.
Yeah.
And then we're also doing at Galaxy's Edge, we're going to do a First Order or Empire slumber party. So we're doing Star Wars PJs. And
which I'm,
I love it.
Yeah, Star Wars PJs. And I'm voting maybe we try for slippers. And also that is what we wear to Oga's Cantina.
Oh, that's smart.
Ooh.
That's my personal request.
Jeanette, is this your first ever bound?
So I don't think it counts as a bound because it's the Halloween party. So like,
no, that doesn't count.
Everybody's doing it. Yeah. I did I handmade a, I kind of Frankensteined together a Haunted Mansion made outfit because I had these really awesome Disney Haunted Mansion ears. And then I just did like the whole made outfit and did the makeup, like the ghostly face and all that.
Oh, that's awesome. That doesn't count though. That's Halloween. Doesn't count.
Yeah,
that's
the hardest I've gotten in the paint there.
Shelby, Sheena, you guys, is this a first or you've done this before?
So I've never done an actual bounding.
I
always do.
Yes, you did. At our cousin's bachelorette party, we all had to pick a princess to bound.
Okay. But when I picture bounding, I mean, I guess it was like rookie bounding. Because when you look at Miriam and Kiara, it's like,
well, yes,
amazing.
They are elite. You two are elite. Yeah. Sure.
Thank you.
I think the right word is crazy.
Yeah, it might be committed, but maybe a little crazy.
Well, listen, Shelby, Sheena, Jeanette, I think we should just, invite you to the group of bounders.
Well,
welcome. There's some pixie dust.
Shelby, Sheena, we're all doing a Hogwarts bound.
Yes.
Clueless mashup. So they're not bounding this time. It's just not going to be a Disney bound. It's a Harry Potter bound.
They all count. Bound is a bound is a bound. I like it. It's fantastic.
Exactly.
So no Tron bound, just to be clear. No, you're not doing that.
Not this time.
Just checking.
No.
I thought since Jeanette was there.
I won't completely take it off the table though. So
thank you, Shelby. Thank you, Shelby.
When that ride's finished, that's happening. I think that's,
I'll make
that promise.
I can't wait for that ride. I will buy all the stuff. I will buy, if it's got LED lights, I'm buying it. That's the Bondo guarantee. All right, guys, to wrap this segment up, I got to ask, when you go on a trip with a bunch of people and you're all going together, it's tricky because people don't always want to do the same thing. People are kind of want to veer in one direction. They want to eat, or they want to go on a ride, or they want to see a show. What is the one thing that's a must do for everybody? There's the one thing that you got to do when you're at the parks and you're going to make sure you do it so you can kind of complete the trip in your mind's eye. Like, yes, I went to Disney and I did the thing I really wanted to do desperately. Well, let's start with Kira. What's the one thing you got to do while you're down there?
I mean, this is my first time like going there. So I think just seeing all the staple things. I went to Magic Kingdom once a long time ago, but I don't remember it actually. So I want to see the castle and I want my picture in my Selkie dress. My Cinderella bound in front of the castle. Like, that's what I really want. And I want to eat all the snacks. That's okay. But what I want to do.
Take a picture in front of the castle. Boom. That's an iconic moment. I forget I'm talking to a bunch of West Coasters here.
Yes.
Sheena, how about you? What's the one thing you got to do?
You got to rope drop every day, every park. Like, this is not the time for relaxation. This is not a vacation. This is like all the way. You go hard. You wake up super early. You close the park. Like, that is my must do. And if you can't hang, then...
Yes, girl. Yes. Preach. Preach. Tell these people to wake up. Get their ass out of bed. We got to go to the parks. There's no sleeping at Disney. Mark Andrade would tell you that. If you want to sleep, stay home. Don't go to Disney. That's awesome. I like it. Shelby, are you feeling the same way? Are you on the same page as your sister?
Oh, absolutely. We've always been park open to park close. Even when it's like the parks are at normal hours and you're there super late. I don't care if you're tired the next day, you get up. And that was a huge wake up call for Mike when we went for my, we went in 2017 for my parents took me for my nursing school graduation present.
Congratulations.
To Disney World. And it was super fun. But I told Mike before we went, I'm like, listen, I don't go to Disney World all the time. I live over here. We go to Disneyland all the time.
Yeah.
I'm like, we're going to get up early. If you don't get up early and you're not there for the shuttle, you're getting left behind. And I told him, and so there was a couple of mornings I left him in the hotel room.
No way. You left
him? He made it to the shuttle in time, but I was like, I'm not messing around. I'm not going to be late. So he came to the shuttle like 30 seconds time.
Dang. I'm leaving, honey.
Yeah, we're cutthroat.
What? Wow, that's cold-blooded. Cold-blooded.
Hey, I told him what it was before we went.
But Shelby, what's the one thing you want to do when you get there? I know you're cold-blooded. You're going to leave your husband in the dust, but what's the one thing you got to do?
For me, it's I have to do all the mountains, no matter what.
Do the mountains.
And I was devastated that trip because I did not do Space Mountain, trip when we were there.
Yes.
Heartbroken. I still think about it to this day that I was like, my trip was not complete because I didn't do Space Mountain.
Truth. Yep.
We'll do that one first so you can scratch that.
Well, it kept breaking down, and then our fast pass got canceled. And then by the end of the day, the wait was like 3 hours long. Wow. And it was, So it was a devastating.
Do those mountains. You can drink some Mountain Dew while you're doing the mountains. That's going to be pretty cool. Miriam, how about you? Like, this is not a park you go to all the time. Well, you go a lot, but you know, like, what's the one thing you want to do there? Like, you got to do.
Yeah, we go every couple years, but I haven't been there in 2 years. So I was trying to think about it. And really, the main thing that I have to do when we're there is we have to get on Rise of the Resistance because, you know, there was such a short window that it was open in Disneyland and I became addicted to that ride because it was easier to get on at Disneyland, probably. So I got to ride it a bunch of times, but enough is never enough. Yeah. So that's the one thing I'm really hoping we get to do.
It's the greatest ride ever, no doubt. Yeah, it's hard to get on. Yeah, roll those bones.
Mm-hmm.
Jeanette, you're the elder statesman here. You go there all the time. In fact, you were like, you guys are going? Yeah, I'll come too. Yeah.
To be fair, we were thinking about going, but I kept inviting myself along.
It's the best. It was perfect timing.
I am there more than these girls. And it was hard to think of something that is like my must do because there's always that feeling of like, well, we'll do that next time. It's like, I think that I could give you one all the time and then one on this trip. The one on this trip is my must do is I just want to see these girls experience everything. Like I want to see Kiara see the castle. I want to see Miriam on Rise of the Resistance. I want to get to know Sheena and Shelby and get to hang out with everybody and just experience the park with people who don't experience it all the time, especially places like Epcot and not so much Hollywood Studios, the Animal Kingdom, I think one that's a must do every time I'm there with my family is we love to dine and to drink. And so my thing is I have to spend a decent amount of time in World Showcase. Like that's not just to drink, but to just be able to just soak things up.
Yeah.
That's kind of where I'm at in life. So
Jeanette,
your response is so cute. I can't wait to hug you. I can't wait.
So cute.
That's my must do, to have a group hug in Disney World.
Yes.
Yeah. That was about the sweetest answer you could say.
Honestly.
Yeah. Pretty adorable.
So cute.
I wish I was going too. I can't go. I have children. I'm buying a house. I can't do it. The house is costing me over $1 million. I can't do it. I want to go to Disney so bad. I want to go so bad. I want to bound. I'll bound with you guys. I don't fit into much anymore because of pandemic. I've gained 1,000 pounds. I want to bound. I want to sit on the Tron bikes with Jeanette and just like soak it in,
That'd be nice. I'm telling you, that's the bound. That's happening.
Yep. You're gonna Tron it up when you can.
I'm okay.
We gotta bring a Bondo like cardboard cutout.
Oh my gosh.
Are you one of Mark head and my head on sticks? It's just like we're there.
That would be amazing.
We'll leave the Mark one at the Hollywood Studios restroom. We'll leave it there.
All right, friends. Well, hey, why don't we keep this show rocking and rolling, and we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back with more fun stuff with our Run Disney ladies trip and having some more fun. We're doing some Disney snack trivia after this.
King of the Castle.
It's the King of the Castle. It's trivia time. And not only are we doing trivia, we are doing Disney World food trivia because all these West Coasters are going to the East Side. So, you know, look out. Jeanette, I think, has a distinct advantage here. And we're going to have a trivia challenge. It's happening right now. Now, normally when we do a King of the Castle, it's an official sanctioned bout where the champion would be going up against somebody. But this is a free-for-all. This is just going to be a non-title match, if that's what you call it. A triple threat match. Miriam, the champ, is going to go solo. She's going to, it's like a lumberjack match. It's her against everybody. All right? And she's going up against the team of Kiara and Jeanette. Kiara, you done been lucky getting Jeanette.
Woo!
But I will say, but I will say you're going up against people who have a food podcast. You know what I'm saying? It's Sheena and Shelby from the Body by Beignet podcast. Or the other team, wow, guys, who's going to win? I have no idea. And maybe if you win, maybe you get a shot at a number one contender spot. Maybe. What do you think, Miriam?
Yeah, absolutely.
Would that be all right? Okay.
Yeah.
I think that might be fun. And today, guys, the challenge is a little unique. Now, usually when Bondo does a King of the Castle, you get Bondo's mashups, which are kind of weird. They're not even really mashups. But today we're going to do something a little bit different. Round one is going to be Disney snacks. And really the snack is the simple answer. The questions are the weird part. So you got to decipher Bondo's weird clue to get the snack. The second round, very similar, but instead of the snack, it's a restaurant on Disney property. Weird question, simple answer. The last one is a Bondo mashup free-for-all. Good luck. It's going to be hard and crazy, but that's how we do, baby. I'm going to do an air horn right here because it's going to feel good. And I've been doing a lot of them today. Feels good. If there's a little bit of a delay, you hit it and it's like beat. I gotta fix that. All right. Okay, friends, are you guys ready to have some good times and answer some questions? You just jump in if you know the answer, and if you get it wrong, then you're out and the other two people can keep going. Sounds fun?
Yeah.
All right, friends, well, it's King of the Castle time.
Let's get ready to rumble.
Yeah. And another air horn. Why not? It's epic. It's epic. I love that button. It's right in front of me.
Okay. Very spring break of you.
Yeah, right? I'm feeling those vibes. Okay, guys. So just jump in if you know the answer. And we'll start things off with an easy one. Clue number one is this. Maya Bialik enjoys this beverage in the evening.
Night Blossom.
Night Blossom is correctamundo. Jeanette, 1 point for Jeanette's team.
Good job, teammate.
Yeah. can we sure. Yeah. Giddy up. Why not? Feels good. Okay, here's where things get a little harder. Question number two. When preppy light brown pants meet a horror movie, you get this. When preppy light brown pants meet a horror movie, you get this, I'll even say, treat. Nobody? Bueller? Okay.
Happy snacky?
Nope. All right, I'll tweak it. When preppy light brown pants meet a horror movie, you get this Japanese treat.
Kakigori?
Kakigori is correct. Kakigori.
It was odd. Yes. Oh, I get it.
I had the khakis. It's not the gory.
Yeah, I just see Jeanette's, Sheena's face. She's like, oh, I'm going to say it. And then Jeanette's like, Kakigori? Yeah, thank you. Yeah, just read it down. Thank you.
I feel like it takes a couple of questions to get into the Chris Bond mind mode.
Mm-hmm. Well,
yeah.
We got a few to go. All right, here's the next one, friends. It goes like this. This pastry is best enjoyed in class.
Oh, school bread.
School bread is correct. Who said it first is the thing.
Oh, it was both of us. We're on the same.
Yeah.
With Shelby and Sheena. All right. A point for Body by Beignets. No air horn.
Love the synchronicity.
All right. Here's question number four. Goes like this. When the Pumpkin King gets a filling, you get this snack times two.
Jack Jack Num Num
is correct. Jeanette. Air horn.
Nuts.
Oh, so she gets an air horn and we don't?
Well, yes. she's
yeah, what the heck?
She's killing it right now, guys.
Kinda, feeling some Jeanette, how's your podcast? Jeanette,
what?
How's your back
Shelby, I have your back, girl. Okay. I got an air horn for you. Or maybe something else. You never know. I got a lot of buttons here. All right. How about this one? Now, this is a hard one. So I'm prefacing that it's hard. When most of Canada's most popular city gets into the hip hop game, you have this space snack.
Toronto Roaster.
Just say the snack.
Toronto Wrap.
Bronto Wrap is correct.
Yes.
Is that Shelby?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, Shelby. There we go. It feels good, right?
Here's the air horn.
It does feel good, right? It does feel good.
It does. It feels a little bit like a pity one because I had to talk about
that
it.
That was not a pity one. Come on now, please. All right. So we're moving on to the next round. Now, this is Disney. This is where you can get food. These are Disney places where you can get food. Okay, guys? Not snacks anymore, but similar questions. Here we go. The question goes like this. When Harold throws up, you got this restaurant.
Yak and Yeti
is correct. Body by beignets. There you go. Feels good. Woo. All right. I might not deal with those anymore. all right. What do we got? What's the next one here? This is question number 7. If the first ever video game was gross and said 2 times.
Pongu Pongu?
Pongu Pongu. Yes, Jeanette. Well done. All right. Anyone play Pong? You're all so young. You're like, what's
yeah.
Pong?
Yeah. Okay. Come on.
Really? Okay. Well, yeah. All right. Jeanette's Ravenclaw, right? All right. Here we go.
I wish.
Okay. Question number 8 is this. When this unconscious dwarf feels empty inside, you've got this.
Sleepy Hollow.
Sleepy Hollow is correct. The Sleepy Hollow Inn. Well done. Okay. Where are you eating for this one? Question number 9. Don't call your mama this when she hangs a left. Don't call your mama this when she hangs a left. Ooh, it's a tricky one. Last chance. Don't call your mama this when she hangs a left. Nobody? Bueller?
I have no idea.
No.
The answer is Westward Ho. Westward Ho.
Are you talking about the cart in like Frontierland?
Don't call your mama a Westward Ho. Don't do it.
Shelby, we're gonna do our mom's going on this trip.
We gotta try. Yep. Yep. Every time she turns left.
All right, question number 10. Here we go. When this junior train gets into trouble at school, he gets sent to this.
Casey's Corner.
Casey's Corner is correct.
Wowza.
Who said that? Was that Jeanette?
No, it was me.
Oh, Miriam. Yay. Miriam, that's your first one. Great job. All right, Miriam. You get it. Yeah. Good. All right, here we go. So now this is the last section, okay, guys? And this is just weird stuff, but it's all restaurants. Weird questions, weird answers, restaurants. Here we go. When I want to complain and poke the gray stuff, I eat here.
Be Our Guest. Restaurant?
Incorrect.
No.
You're close. You're barking up the right tree. When I want to complain and poke the gray stuff, I eat here. Remember, these are silly ones. These are mashups.
A Be Our Guest pest.
Incorrect. Miriam, you got one?
Be Our Pest.
Close. Anyone want to take one last crack at it? No.
No.
The answer was Be Our Guest Relations. Be Our Guest Relations.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Got it.
See, okay, now you see how this game works?
Here. Okay, there we go. Right.
Okay, this is question number 12. Here we go. Oh, we ate taco. That's the clue.
That was beautiful. But
thank you.
Taco spin, tail spin tacos.
You're barking up the right tree.
I know.
Anybody? Do I have to sing the clue again? You know, I don't have to sing the clue again. Oh, we ate tacos. I'm waking up my kids for sure.
I mean, I want to eat there if that's what happens.
Anybody? No. Is that it?
I'm going to kick myself.
Do I need to give a clue? I'll say Magic Kingdom. Oh, we ate taco. And I've sung it 3 times now, guys. Come on. All right. No dice.
No.
Pecos Bill, tall tail spin. Pecos Bill, tall tail spin. Spin it when you minute, when a minute and a minute gonna spin it, spin it, spin it, when a minute, when a minute, right? Yeah, I don't know the words, but it's always fun to sing. All right, here we go. This is question number 13. The nicest swine in the 10-acre wood. This is the nicest swine.
Oh, the polite piglet?
The polite piglet is correct.
That's cute.
Right? Adorbs. Okay, we got a few more left. Here we go. This is question number 14. Toddlers go here for World Showcase beers.
Beer garden.
Kindergarten?
We're very close.
Kinder beer garden.
Kinder Beer Garden is correct. Kinder Beer Garden. Who said that?
It was me.
Gina. Yeah. There you go, Gina. Feels good. All right. All right. Okay, moving on. This is number 15. Well, these are the last two. Number 15 is this. Fancy French mall cops eat here. Fancy French mall cops eat here. Anybody? Bueller?
The policery.
No.
Le Cops de France?
No. Fancy French mall cops eat here. No, anybody? No. Okay, maybe this one's not for everybody. All right. The answer was Monsieur Paul Blart's. Monsieur
That's
Paul.
That's so funny. The only thing I could think of was Paul Blart, too. But I didn't know how to put it into an answer.
All right, friends, this is the very last one. Here we go. This is Bill and Ted's favorite Chinese restaurant. This is Bill and Ted's favorite Chinese restaurant.
Bogus Cafe? No.
No. This is Bill and Ted's favorite Chinese restaurant. I'll even throw in another clue. It's at Epcot. Bill and Ted's favorite Chinese restaurant. All you West Coasters
excellent,
are killing me.
Excellent Nine Dragons.
You're very close.
Bernie Time Nine Dragons.
Very close. Everyone's very close. No? Oh. Come on, Jeanette. You can get this.
I'm trying so hard.
You guys said the restaurant. Now you have to tie it into Bill and Ted's in the mashup.
I keep coming back to Excellent Nine Dragons, which doesn't make
Party Time Dragons.
So you know the restaurant now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever can spit it out, the name of this funny Bill and Ted's restaurant. Anybody? Oh, man, this is a great podcast. This is great radio. I don't have a cricket sound here. You know? Oh, wow. Wow.
No, I can't.
Wow. Okay, well, I guess that's that. The answer was 69 Dragons Restaurant. 69 Dragons Restaurant.
This is a family affair.
It is, but it's Bill and Ted. What number am I thinking? 69, dudes.
That is a deep reference.
It's it's not that deep. Come on. I said it and you all went, oh, okay, yeah, Bill and Ted's, right? Am I right?
No, it's because that's like middle school boy humor.
Yeah, it is. Yes.
Connected to Bill and Ted.
Listen, when you do Miriam's mashups, I'm not going to complain. Well, that's not true. I have complained.
I thought the rest of them were great.
It was a rough one to end on? Oh, bummer.
Well, it tied, so...
Well, that's perfect. So that means nobody wins. That's great. That's exactly how we want to be. The champion remains. Miriam is still the champ. Winners. You are all winners, guys. Did you have fun? That's the main thing.
Yes.
Hey. Oh, we hit. Yes. There you go.
Got us.
Did you guys ever watch Tailspin? You guys are all so young.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. All the time.
That was right in our wheelhouse.
I guess that. I just didn't know how to combine it with anything.
Well, you're close. Well, there's only one place to get like good tacos, right? Like unless you're going to like when you think of Magic.
I think it was the like I was thinking Adventureland because of Tailspin. Like that seems so tropical. I would never have thought of that was a ringer, man.
Well, you know, unless it's
in Frontierland.
Yeah, yeah. Unless it's like the Mexico Pavilion, you know what I mean? But even still, who goes there and gets tacos? Like, I don't. You know?
What? Tacos in the Mexico Pavilion?
No, but like when you go to the Mexico Pavilion, there's a lot of better food. Like, people don't usually go and get the taco there. Am I wrong? Like, I eat there all the time and I'm not ordering a taco. But when I'm at Pecos Bill.
What do you normally order?
There? Oh, I usually just get a margarita, to be honest, or I hit the tequila bar.
You're not eating there?
I don't eat a lot.
What about the empanadas?
The empanadas I've had, they're great. Yeah.
Your nachos will like knock your socks off.
I get the like the fajitas and like the little like the you kind of make them yourself kind of jams. They have that. Mm-hmm. Anyway, just saying.
Interesting.
Yeah, it was very interesting. Well, guys, we had a great time. We played a little King of the Castle. There's no losers, only winners. And it's all of you.
No, Miriam lost. We can say that.
Still the champ. Feels good.
One, and the other two teams got 5 each.
Feels good. Yeah, they did get 5 each. They did pretty good. Guys, you guys know your snacks. It's fantastic. And Miriam, you're about to eat them all. So it's going to be fantastic. I'm
So again, all winners. You're
right. Yeah, we're all winners. Yeah, you can study up. It's going to be great. Guys, thanks again for coming on the podcast and having fun with us. I'm so excited about your trip. I hope that we can do something on the trip. Can we do a spot? Or Miriam, you got to record something down there. You got to have some fun.
Yeah, maybe, you know, because we chose Pop Century because it is Skyliner connected. So I can see us doing like little short segments on the Skyliner.
Love it.
You know, it can be our little thing to add to the pod.
I love it. Please do. Well, guys, have a blast. Stay safe. Don't lick stuff. You know, put the stuff on your hands all the time. Yeah, don't lick stuff. You guys have cool masks to wear, like Disney themed masks?
Oh, yeah. A bunch of them.
Okay.
They're all outfit coordinating.
Okay.
You know?
Mark and I are very jealous, but we're thrilled that you guys are going and have a great time. All right. I guess that's it. Well, we're done. We played the game. We talked about your trip. Killer episode. So thanks so much for tuning in today, friends. If you had a good time, please rate, review, subscribe. That's just kind of you. You can be kind. We're kind people. Do it. If you have a segment idea, you want to say hi, do it. Hit us up at whatsup@welikethemeparks.com. You can also find us goofing around on Instagram @welikethemeparks. Jeanette, why don't you do the rest of this thing? I feel like you know it.
Should we talk about MikeTroublecockMusic.com?
Is that where we go from here? Yeah, something like that. Yeah, you can check him out, MikeTroublecockMusic.com. He's the guy that made all the music for this show. You can also find us on Magic of the Mouse Radio. That's every Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 5, noon on Sundays. A big, big thank you to Sheena and Shelby from the Body by Vanier podcast, to Kiera from @InTheMiddleOfAFairyTale, and Jeanette @TinkerJ787. Even I know it. You don't know it. Come on. So guys, definitely check out Shelby and Sheena on their Instagram. Check out their podcast @BodyByBeignets to get all the food info you need. If you're going on a trip and you want to be mindful about what you're eating, this is the stop, guys. Check them out before you go. They're going to do a pod on the park you're going to, so you want to check them out. Shelby, Sheena, thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you. Yeah, we had so much fun.
Oh, what a blast. It was so great to get you guys out again. Kiera, thank you for coming on. And again, congratulations.
Thank you. We are so happy. Such a blast. Thank you.
Remember, you are eating for two, so don't be shy, girl. Damn.
Okay, I will.
Have a nibble of a turkey leg for me. For me. And Jeanette, thank you so much for joining us. As always, thanks for repping Tron while you're out there. I appreciate it.
Yeah, man. Thank you for having me on. As always, I'm really looking forward to being there with all these girls, making memories. Can't wait. We are excited.
You guys are all amazing ladies, and I'm thrilled that you're all going together. What a fantastic idea. And hey, Miriam, thanks for joining us today. It was a good time.
No problem. @TheChurro Fund.
Where can we find you? Where can we find you, Miriam? Here every week? Yeah, twice a week. Fantastic. All right, friends. That's all, folks. We'll see you real soon. Why? Because we like you. And
We like theme parks.
These ladies are amazing.
Bye.
We like theme parks podcast.